I like to think that we're the Department of Opportunity.
Diane Bloomer clearly loves putting people to work, and that's a good trait for a commissioner of labor. The former Southeast Alaska resident has been on the job since last spring when Governor Sean Parnell appointed her to replace the retiring Click Bishop. She's worked for the state for more than 20 years in various positions before her current job. Bloomer says that even she, a career state employee, was surprised by how many services are offered by her department.
There's a lot of opportunity available for youth, for dislocated workers, people who have lost their job and need to be retrained, through vocational education, people who are injured or cannot do their job anymore, and just people who want to upgrade their career. So there's a lot of opportunity that's available, and I'm not certain that people really know what is available.
Bloomer has focused on outreach to let people know about those opportunities. Part of that is working with industry leaders to find out what job skills are needed. Through that, the department can focus its training and apprenticeship programs. One example is mining job training, which the department offers in partnership with the University of Alaska Southeast and mining companies.
The DOL forecast indicated that the state will add 500 jobs in mining and supporting activities by 2020. So we really need to be focused on that. And you and Ketchikan know that because of all the activity going on Prince of Wales Island. So it's going to be key to all of us to try to develop the workforce so that we can hire locally.
The mining program has an approximately 98% job placement success rate. Bloomer says she hopes to purchase a portable underground mine simulator to take the training program on the road. That would allow people to participate even if they can't afford to travel to Juneau. Partnerships are key to many programs Bloomer's working on. One new program could tap into a new source of needed labor, prisoners. Bloomer explains that the federal government likely will discontinue a visa program that allows foreign nationals to come here to work. Many of those people worked in the fish processing industry.
We started getting letters in the governor's office that were saying, we won't be able to process. We won't have enough people. We won't have the manpower. And we were talking about a couple thousand jobs. And they're not high-paying jobs. But I thought, I know where there's 6,000 people who could go to work today.
A pilot project for the state's first work release program likely will take place this summer on the Kenai Peninsula. Bloomer says it will put about 20 minimum offenders to work in the first year.
What we're trying to do is reduce the recidivism rate by allowing them the opportunity to pay their bills while they're still incarcerated, get a little bit of gate money, so when they get out, they don't have $1.50 and they're dumped in the car's parking lot, and then they become a repeat offender.
Through various training and apprenticeship programs, Bloomer estimates that the Department of Labor invested about $26 million last year in workforce development for Alaska. She encourages business and industry leaders and people looking for jobs to check out everything the department offers. In addition to online information, there are 21 job service centers in the state, from Barrow to Ketchikan. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.